Mercury is one of the toxic metals people worry about in the environment. On Monday, the subject swallowed up the afternoon at a DNR public hearing in Oak Creek. The agency is deciding whether to allow We Energies to increase the amount of mercury it is allowed to release into Lake Michigan from its Oak Creek power plant. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz was there and heard a chorus of concern about the proposal.
People were already stirred up before they entered the Oak Creek Community Center.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Jonathan Barker, pastor of Grace Lutheran Church in Kenosha, was among those expressing concern.
Good afternoon. This issue of what we do with our water, what we do with the creation that has been granted to us, impacts all of us.
We took time out today.
Once inside, tension rose as the small meeting room quickly brimmed over with people. Those waiting their turn outside in the hall weren't able to hear what was going on inside. Jason Knutson, wastewater section chief with the DNR, attempted to appease the crowd and explain the mind-numbingly complex five-year wastewater permit We Energies wants to renew.
I'd like to go over some of the noteworthy changes proposed in the draft permit. I will mention that this is not an exhaustive list. If we were to cover the entire permit, we'd be here for a couple hours at least just for this presentation alone. So,
We Energies treats the wastewater from its coal-burning power plant in Oak Creek before discharging it into Lake Michigan. People at the hearing were worried about the amount of mercury released into the lake. 1.3 nanograms per liter is considered the maximum discharge for wildlife health. Knutson says We Energies is proposing an exception for its Oak Creek plant.
We have the limit of 4.1 nanograms per liter proposed, and so they're required on any given day to be beneath that.
Knutson assured the crowd the plant's average discharge would be far less than the limit and said We Energies will be required to zero in on where the mercury contamination is coming from and how to reduce it. What then unfolded was a procession of three-minute speeches, some imploring, others chastising the Wisconsin DNR not to okay the permit. Sarah Zarling said she drove an hour with her husband and two young sons to speak from her heart.
It breaks my heart to have to come to things like this, that we even have to have these discussions about protecting our planet.
Yes.
I implore you to do the right thing and to deny the permit.
This is just a scandal, folks.
Stephen Shea wears two hats, one as a Milwaukee County supervisor, the other as a teacher. Shea was adamant that children are being harmed by mercury.
I work all the time with people with all manner of learning disabilities. We know now that those learning disabilities, most of them come from pollutants. And now, We Energies wants to put more mercury, heaven only knows what else, into our water.
Oak Creek resident Robert Destrump says he's worried about his 18-month-old son.
And you guys are basically telling us, you know, there's mercury in the water, there's arsenic in the water, which is a known carcinogen. And what is the plan? It sounds like you haven't been doing your job for the last number of years. You guys are supposed to be protecting the public. What are you doing?
We Energies officials did not speak at the hearing, but later spokesperson Brendan Conway said the proposed permit simply means the power plant will be treated like other facilities handling wastewater along Lake Michigan.
Both MMSD and Racine have higher variances than this 4.1. And that's not to say that what they're doing is wrong, but what that points to is that this is not unusual, and it's also not an unsafe situation. The good news that people should know from both the DNR statistics and also ours is that 99% of the time we're under that number, and oftentimes we are at or below that 1.3.
And while Conway says the utility is committed to reduce the amount of mercury making its way into Lake Michigan,
this is not an imminent public health threat. This is not water that's going into people's drinking taps at home.
People have one more week until February 18th to comment on the permit. In order to move forward, it has to be approved by both the Wisconsin DNR and the EPA. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.